from glory to a greater glory. And that will be your experience tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, indeed, Aka has seen the Lord's goodness. We have witnessed the Lord's glory from the inception, from looking at where God started with us and seeing where God has brought us to. We have indeed enjoyed the glory of the Lord to the fullness. It is not of him that willeth, it is not of him that runneth, it is of the Lord that showeth mercy. And God has chosen Aka to show her mercy. I want us to kindly sing this song with me as you are seated. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us, my very soul will shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. We have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. We have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. We have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you are being so good. You are so good to Aka. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our life every day. Oh Lord, you are being so good. You are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in our life. Hallelujah. We have seen the Lord's goodness in Aka. Daddy highlighted and enumerated some of those, few of those goodness yesterday. Now, yesterday's program, God has indeed located us and has shown us mercy. God has found us. He has truly identified with us in Aka. And that is the reason why we are enjoying his goodness. Let somebody shout hallelujah. While he was stating this, we were told that what provoked this glory that we are enjoying in God's in Aka is God's presence. When you have access to the presence of the Lord, you will also have access to his glory. And that's why we look at praise for divine presence, his presence yesterday. And I'm sure that we have secured that divine presence. And now, the good news is that God is not yet done with us. Beat your chest. Say, God is not yet done with me. Because there is a greater glory that we'll be experiencing tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is not yet done with us. He's giving us access to another level of glory tonight, which is greater than whatever it is that we might have experienced in the past. God is still doing his work. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he can do it before, he will still do it again and again and again. Let somebody shout hallelujah. All we need is to secure more of his presence, just like we had yesterday. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 9, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. New thing is still springing forth tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. He said, I had not seen nor hear heard. It has also not come to the mind of man what God has for those that love him. And I know that we have lovers of God in the house tonight. And those are the greater glory that God is set to do for us. It does not matter the level of glory that you have experienced. It does not matter how far he has been with us. There is a greater one tonight, and that you will not miss in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so we are going to be praising God tonight for increase and multiplication. As we engage in praising God, the greater glory we are going to be witnessing and experiencing is for increase and also for multiplication. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church, say increase. Say multiplication. God added to the church daily such as should be saved. When praise went off, increase and multiplication came down. And God added to his people. God is going to be adding to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. God will be adding to us more and more, even to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We did, I think last week we had about 3 baby in Accra. Am I correct? That is a glory. Another level of glory, that's greater glory, is coming. Where we'll be recording 7 babies in a week, 10 babies in a week, 15 babies in a day, and many, many other multiple additions. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. So, God will be adding unto us as a church. God will be adding to us as we praise him. That's why I know that we can never remain the same. A time is coming that this place will not be able to contain us again. I think somebody is saying amen. Amen. Overflow will be too small for us. In fact, this compound will be too small for us by the virtue of addition to the church by the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you praise God, you will also enjoy increase and multiplication as an individual. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19. Say, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Jeremiah 30 and 19. Out of you shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of you that make merry. He say, he will multiply and you will not be few. He said, he will also glorify, and you shall not be small. That is multiplication, that is increase. You will no longer be where you used to be, because something will have happened to you that you will be greatly increased. And when they ask you, in fact, people will start asking themselves, is it the same brother Shiloh? Is it the same sister Blessing? No, I don't think so. Something has changed. I know where I used to see him. I know who she is to be. But can't you see her now? In fact, it will begin to cause confusion in the camp of the enemy. Because they are not expecting what they are seeing in your life. Until enemies start to be confused about your situation. That is when you are experiencing greater glory. That is what I said yesterday. They are no longer seeing what they used to see. And you have changed position. You have changed level. They are seeing something new in righteousness and in glory. And that becomes your portion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let somebody shout amen. So as you engage in praise tonight, God is set to increase you on every side and in every area of your desire. God is set to increase you tonight. That is why you cannot afford to do it anyhow. You must be intentional about praising God tonight, because God is here to do something with you and with your life. God is here to make you experience and enjoy increase and multiplication on every side. If you have been running one shop before, as you praise God tonight, you start controlling multiple shops. I am not hearing your amen very well. I say, if your shop has been by one corner that could not be described before, by the time you go here, you now go up, see, come to the right, you now move up small, and you know, you do roundabout. In fact, somebody's already confused. But when someone just say, when you leave Flaming, just be going straight. As you are going straight, just be keeping to your left. Be looking at the left. The most beautiful story building. Somebody's not seeing what I'm saying. Please, brethren, is it very difficult to describe? You will see the most beautiful story building. They just wrote Hope Tabernacle. Once you get there, you are in the church. That becomes your personal experience. You will no longer be hidden. Your business will no longer be hidden. Your career will no longer be hidden. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That is what praise does to you. You will experience increase and you experience multiplication. From one business to multiple businesses. If you have been known with one business before, as you praise God tonight, there will be expansion. If you were known in Kudende before, they start hearing of your business at Sabo, Kao, Badenawa, and all over Kaduna State, all over Nigeria, globally, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Very soon, I will help you to register your business in the U.S. Somebody is not seeing that vision. Let somebody shout a greater amen. We shall begin to witness increase in academic progression. Someone has remained a secondaria and has been willing to move further. But one way or the other, it has not happened. As you praise God tonight, God will move you forward. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There will be increase in career progression, promotion. You will no longer remain on the floor. Because no matter where that file is hidden, as you praise God tonight, God will bring it out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For those who desire marriage, you will no longer be single. Your case will be like that of our brother Ayosax. Last year, I was single. This year, I am double. Can you help me praise the Lord? That is going to be somebody's testimony next year. If that is what you desire, as you praise God tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will increase from being a tenant to becoming a landlord. God is handing over to you the key to your houses. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Joel chapter 2 and verse 26 say, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. There shall be no more food scarcity for you. If your store has been experiencing one gogoni of rice, by the fortune of the increase, as you praise God tonight, you start stocking with bags of rice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your storehouse will never get dry any longer. In the name of Jesus Christ, increase in the fruit of your body for those who are looking unto the Lord for the fruit from the womb. Because Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28 say, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That will be your case in the name of Jesus Christ. There will be increase in your spiritual well-being. There shall be no more spiritual dwarfness. You will no longer be going down and going low spiritually. God will increase you on every side. John chapter 6, Jesus fed 5,000 men with just 5 loaves of bread and with 2 fishes. Something happened before that could happen. The Bible says, and he did what? He gives thanks to the Lord. He praised God. Then after praising God, there was multiplication. There were increase. What was not able to have fed the little boy that provided that item, the Bible says it fed 5,000 men. There were no record of women. There were no record of children. There are always a more large number than men in every occasion. You could imagine what will have happened. We are talking about more than 20,000 people. And so that is as a result of praise. And so tonight, you are also going to be engaging in praise. Psalm 67, as I'm rounding off, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. As you are engaging in praising God tonight, earth will yield our increase. It is not anyhow praise. Stand to your feet.